I'd like to add my welcome to Dallas, my hometown. I was born here. Most everybody else in Dallas came here later. Most people came to Dallas because they thought this would be a better place than where they were before. Fortunately, it is. You're here in a fine hotel. Next year we will celebrate the 100th anniversary of this hotel. Now, you may not think that's much if you're from Boston or from New York or something, but down here, that's a long while. When my great-grandfather got here in 1848, there were less than 200 people in this county. And so a 100-year-old hotel is a real long hotel down here. You may not realize it, but the name of this hotel, you are indebted to the Women's Christian Temperance Union. You might have thought about that while you were boozing it up last night. You see, this hotel was built by Adolphus Busch. Mr. Busch was rather well known at the time for making beer. And the WCTU did not want to have a hotel in Dallas. It was named after a beer. So Mr. Busch couldn't name it the Busch Hotel. He named it the Adolphus Hotel. A little bit of local history there, I guess. We have been and often do talk about big issues, you know, macroeconomics and the big picture and all the important things in the world. But, you know, a lot of important things are a lot closer to home. And so we're going to talk about what some people might consider some very close to home issues, some small issues. No, they may be close, but they're very important. On the family, the church, and the school, what creates everything else, you might say. We have three very good people to talk about it today. First, we're going to hear from Kelly Shackelford, President and CEO of Liberty Institute, a post he has been in since 1997. He's a constitutional scholar. I'm also sort of hesitant to say this in this company, but he was named one of the 25 greatest Texas lawyers of the last quarter century by Texas Lawyer magazine. There are exceptions to every rule, you know. he's one of the good ones, really. The ACLU knows him. They grind their teeth every time his name is mentioned. He's been the attorney of record for the young lady who blew the whistle on Acorn. We're the attorney of record for the American Legion and Veterans of Foreign War, for the Mojave Cross, and for the other cross in California. We try to agitate somewhat. We also have local statewide issues that we work on in dealing with family and school. You might be interested to know that the Liberty Institute wrote the law in Texas that says you ought to be married, and a marriage ought to involve one man and one woman. Not only did they write the Defense of Marriage Act for Texas, but they went down and they shepherded it through the legislature to keep the other side from putting in those little bitty amendments that gut the whole thing. And they tried that up to the last 10 minutes before the vote, but we saved it and went all the way through. And now we have a constitutional amendment that says the same thing. As far as schools go, last year the teachers, which we know of as the enemy, tried to knock out the Texas State School Board because the school board wanted to have things in our school books like George Washington and other radical ideas instead of. So we saved them. And anyway, Kelly has done a great job. I've known him since he got to work for us. We're also going to hear from Tom Paukin. He's the chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission. Known Tom for many, many years. He's always been on the right, usually been in the right. So he's dealt with politicians, and so that's where we differ. He likes to deal with politicians. I tend to try to walk on the other side of the road as best I can. Served as chairman of the Governor's Task Force on Appraisal Reform, served in the White House Counsel's Office under Reagan, appointed by the President to serve as Director of ACTION, founded the Vietnam Veterans Leadership Program. ACTION is now known as the AmeriCorps. Implemented First Lady, or helped implement Nancy Reagan's Just Say No to Drugs. Wrote a book called The 30 Years War, The Politics of the 60s Generation, which was about Texas politics. And if you don't know anything about Texas politics, you've missed a lot of fun. Well, it might not have been too much fun for Tom, but anyway, it was interesting and entertaining. And he's got a recent book called Bringing America Home. And the third one we'll hear from is John Goodman. Now, John is sort of known and given credit for the idea of the father of the health savings account. He's worked in the area of health long before Mr. Obama ever heard about it, has a lot better ideas than he did, and is working very hard around the country. He's testified before Congress, testified and before anybody that will listen to him about how to do it better than we have done it now. He's appeared in Wall Street Journal, Kaiser Health News, every news program you can think of. He's been on there trying to say what we should be doing instead of what we are doing. So I think that all three of these will have something worthwhile for you to say. John is talking about moving off and doing something later on. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But anyway, let's now hear from Kelly.